Welcome to the special ordination ceremony here on Campbell, California, God Unlimited University of Healing, with our special guest, Alice Louise Naseff. Louise Naseff goes by the name Alice, and she is going to be ordained today after having completed all of the work in preparation for ordination. She has done all of the groundwork, she's done all of the all of the coursework leading up to it, and she has proved herself to be a very competent, capable, responsible individual who is going to carry on the teachings of the philosophy of her life and her way. And she learned the philosophy of the University of Healing, the philosophy of God Unlimited, and she has made that philosophy her philosophy. And so now she will go forever through life proclaiming her philosophy. But the wonderful thing about Alice is that Alice is not stagnant. Alice is constantly revealing the divinity within her. She is constantly revealing more and more of the Alice that is there, that has never been out to play. And she's going to give the Alice that's within her the opportunity to be revealed in millions and millions of ways. She is not going to be a credit to the University of Healing. She's not going to be a credit to herself. She's not going to be a credit to the world. She is going to just be herself and have fun at all times. There's nothing that she must do to live according to certain rules or principles except be herself and have fun. And the only way that she's going to have a large congregation is when all the congregation think that she is better than they are. And the moment the congregation thinks that they are equal to you, and they too are walking that special path that you're walking, then you will have millions. Or will you? Or will you have none? Because what is it you're going to be doing when you preach on a Sunday? What is it you're going to be doing when you're working with students around the world? What is it you're going to be doing? You're going to be speaking to yourself. You're going to be speaking your own philosophy and telling your own thought. Now, Alice, this is a true and false question test, and if you succeed in this test, you have just accomplished the greatest goal that life could ever ask of you. Alice, what is your name?
Alice
Louise Nefty. Well, she got a third of it right. So she got started. But what is your name?
My name is God.
Now she got the whole question correct. She got the whole question correct. Now we're going to ask her another question, and this is even more definite, more powerful, more amazing than the other two questions we asked her. And Alice, who are you?
I am myself.
I am me. I am myself.
I am myself.
Alice, are you ever going to go around trying to be something other than what you are not?
No.
Are you always going to go around being me?
Always. I am always.
So you're always going to be me, Herb Byerly, huh?
I'm always going to be me, myself.
You're always going to be yourself.
Absolutely.
Very good. I have a very special lady in my world, and she is from Thailand. And her name is Me, M-E-E. And she's a very amazing lady.
Yeah.
And she has two very amazing children. And the more you get to know her, the more amazing she is. Well, today you're getting prepared for becoming a minister and to taking the vows of being a minister. And the vow of being a minister is, let us begin. Do you promise that you will always speak and reveal things to delight yourself?
Yes.
Do you promise that you will always stand up before people or before just the blank air, before the mountains. The hills are alive with the sound of Alice. You see? So wherever you are, it's your voice that's singing out and ringing out and telling the world. Will the world delight in that?
Yes.
And it doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
The only thing that matters is I will delight in it.
That's right.
And Alice says, I will delight in it.
I will delight in it.
You see, that's the only thing that matters. Now you think that this is the most unusual ministerial ordination, but really, at the time you were choosing to come to this birth site and be born in this on this planet Earth, you were chosen already to be ordained. You already were chosen to be yourself and have fun. You were already chosen by the divine in you to be yourself and only yourself. Now, your mother already was herself, so she knew about that. Your father already was himself, and he knew about that. And everybody in your family already knew who they were and are who they were, who they are, and never changing. But you are an ever-changing expression of divinity, because you are ever just revealing and opening up and showing to the world how magic that you are. And if the world is listening, you say, that's good. If the world isn't listening, it doesn't bother you one little bit, because you know who you are. You are divine. You are very special. Now, in our minister's manual here, we had you read the minister's manual, because many times you'll be asked to do things that are kind of strange, like do weddings, and how you can ever marry somebody to somebody else who hasn't already been married to them is a rather impossible task. Any person coming to you saying, we want to get married, they already are married. They already have chosen each other as very special people, and you are merely giving it your spiritual recognition of it. And you are laying upon it your spiritual gift of happiness and joy and peace. Should any person come to you and want you to see them off on their next journey to their next dimension, you will go there and you will go to the funeral. You will be the funeral. You will go to the memorial service. You will be the memorial. You go to the cemetery plot and you will see them not, or you will see them in the cremation that every normal being enjoys, because the Bible tells us that cremation is the only type of disposal of the body. Does anyone know what the Bible says in that regard? The Bible says, from dust to dust.
Yeah.
And you see, so we are not here to leave our bodies behind. We're only here to leave our dust behind. And when a person makes a successful stride in a race, he said, watch my dust. You know?
Yeah.
And that's just what it means. Watch my dust. I leave behind. Science is showing us by their research that within 5 years, or more or less, every cell of our body is replaced. And many of the cells of our body are replaced more often. But every cell of our... So we have the opportunity of having an entirely brand new body if we have the opportunity of having in our mind whatever that brand new body wants to be. So we have this ability. This is who we are. This is the ordination that you have. This is the dedication, and this is the gift that you give to the world. People come to you and say, marry me. And you say, you're already married. I'm merely going to give you the sanction of our church. And they say, well, you're already married. Well, you have chosen him and he has chosen you. What more marriage do you want? Now, come and bury me. Well, how can you ask me to come and bury you when you're not dead yet? Well, the thing is, I never will be dead. I communicate with you, and I say, come and bring your understanding, your philosophy, and bury me. And so you go there, and you say, my friends, I'm sorry, there's no one in the coffin. There's no one in the urn. There's no one dead, because this person has merely gotten on a boat and taken a trip over to China. They've merely gotten on their journey to another adventure in life, and they live eternally. We just don't see them anymore. Now, when we go to China, yesterday I could have said this, but today I cannot say this. When they go to China, they might be unreachable because there's no cellular phone there. And now, there's probably more cellular phones in China than there are people. Because they produce them and sell them all over the world. Amazing thing. Now, you see, but only moments before, we could not say, moments later, it's preponderant, redundant. It's everywhere. It's absolutely amazing. You see, this is the world that you're living in. This is the world that you are expressing in. And as you look at your mother, you see your mother walking perfectly and beautifully. You see your mother dancing and singing and shouting and saying that life is wonderful. And every time you reach out to your mother to take her hand to help her, you're saying that she is not able to do it for herself. Now, you might be there and make sure that she is for herself, but let her be for herself. Your mother is your test right now. She is your example of what type of a minister you are. Whether you're a minister that goes and helps people, or whether you're a minister that sees people already perfect and ideal, which do you prefer to have her be, Phyllis? A minister that already sees you whole and perfect, or a minister that wants you to be whole and perfect? The minister who sees you whole and perfect, right? You see, this is what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. And you cannot see another person whole and perfect if you're going to go up to them and be ready to grab their arm in case they fall down. I mean, your mother is a bottle of energy. You know, you learned that last night in the film, The Silence, a Secret, rather. She is pure energy. She's just pure energy, and she's bubbling around, and every atom of her body is pure energy, and every atom of her being, she is just pure energy. And so as you look at her and use her as an example, you will be the greatest minister ever to walk the face of the earth, because you as pure energy will see only pure energy. And that's rather nice, isn't it? That's what a real minister is. A real minister sees all the world exactly like the real minister is. Whole and perfect, beautiful, fulfilled, and wonderful in every way. This is who you are. Now, we say here in our minister's manual that a minister is a living example. The Bible says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Well, you are a living example to all the world. Your husband looks at you and he says, "My God, I have married the Christ." And he means not the man. He means the universal beingness. And then he looks at you as you are making supper. And he says, "Wow, how can you do it? Everything you do is perfect. Everything you do is wonderful." You know, and then he says, "Now, would you run an errand for me?" And you say, "Yes." And he said, "Let me tell you where to go." And you say, "You want me to go here, 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 and there. And then you want me to stop and knock on the door three times and then leave the package there and run. Now, is that what you were going to tell me?" Exactly. How did you know that? You see, you can speak from your divine inner wisdom, no matter how foolish it may sound. Speak from your divine inner wisdom to answer anyone's question, and you watch. Your answer will be correct, including your own questions, because you are a minister. You are ministering to your life, your world, your being, and you're perfect even as is the presence and the power within you is perfect. Now, we have another aspect to being a minister here, and this is one that we've been reading about recently, how in the Supreme Court, everywhere you turn is a copy of the Ten Commandments.
and Moses,
no less. And it's biblical. And I find it most charming that many of the early fathers of our country said that we are a Christian nation and that we base our laws and principles on Christian values and the Ten Commandments. And yet, they don't realize that the Old Testament is not part of the Christian Bible. The Old Testament is before it, but it's not the Christian. The Christian Bible is the New Testament. But everywhere they have a copy of the Ten Commandments. However, when Moses went up on the mountain and he came back down with the first Ten Commandments to give to the people, his heart was filled with love for these people that went with him 40 years and 40 years and 40 years looking for the promised land. He knew right where it was. And so he brought the Ten Commandments down to give to them as they were ready to go into the promised land. And when he came down, he found that they forgot to worship the one God, and they made a golden calf to worship. And so he threw his first Ten Commandments down that were so divinely written and smashed them to smithereens. I took a photograph of it before he did it, though. And so then he went up and got a second set of Ten Commandments. Now, the second set of Ten Commandments were very restrictive, but here's a copy of the first set of the Ten Commandments. That's on page 52 of the Minister's Manual. The first Ten Commandments. 1, I am one God, there is only one. 2, I create everything that is created. 3, everything I create is good. 4, I create man to be me and I like me. 5, all that I am man is in an eternally perfect body. 6, I give man freedom of choice. 7, I create man to be true to himself and have fun being himself. 8, man lives within the law of cause and effect. 9, since I am man, man is God and acts as God in everything he does. 10, I am omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and so is all of mankind. Now, these wonderful things, as Socrates said, the end of life is to be like God, and the soul following God will be like him. So, we have a great privilege in walking our way through life. Everyone's a minister, but everyone doesn't proclaim their ministry as you are doing now. And you are proclaiming your ministry by reading your vow of dedication. And so, in reading your vow of dedication, read it firmly and positively as it is your statement of truth about yourself. Go right ahead.
Okay. All is God.
I do not believe that the rest of the audience are going to hear you over in the back 40.
Okay.
All is God.
All is God. God is absolute creative cause. I am my original purity and integrity. I am God. I am immortal. I am all dimensions here and now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am untouched, unpossessive, non-judgmental, unconditional love. I love myself. I love my creation. I reveal my divine self in all I think, say, and do. I am myself and I have fun. I know who I am. I am God. God I am.
Beautifully done. And why have you read that statement?
I am God.
It reflects what you believe about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you see, this is the point. This is a totally unrehearsed a testimonial
right.
that you're encouraged to give. But it is what you want to say. Now, let us prepare to lay the mantle of the minister upon you. So, if you will stand, and Ellen will prepare you with the mantle of the minister. Now, Ingeborg, what do you think a minister is?
A minister is a very important, is a reflection of God.
A minister is a reflection of God. Okay. Phyllis, what do you think a minister is?
I think a minister is someone that is above and beyond.
Above and beyond?
The normal.
The normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good positive trait and statement, too. All right, Sylvia, what do you think a minister is?
I think a minister is one who knows who he is and lives it. By being himself and having fun.
You couldn't have said it better yourself, could you?
No, I like that.
There you go. Now, Rex, what do you think a minister is? Someone to be loved, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have chosen to be a minister, and you have chosen to reveal all the beauty and all the goodness that's within you for the last 300,000 years and more, you know. And how does it feel to be this now? To be at this moment entering into the ministry and being the beautiful minister that you are?
Oh, I love it.
You love it?
I love being who I am and having fun.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, at this moment, I would like you to read your thesis on why I want to be a minister. So if you will take your thesis and read it,
okay.
I would appreciate that very much.
Okay.
Did you want to
minister or stand?
Stand or sit, whatever you want.
Why I want to be a minister. My spiritual quest for knowledge. Having had a spiritual awakening while on my journey in life has sent me on a spiritual quest to find my divine truth about myself. I was not one to sit down and read a book. After having a spiritual awakening, it was though a switch had been turned on inside of me. I found myself searching for the truth about myself. I had a yearning desire within my heart that was so strong that I had begun reading any and all positive, inspirational books I could get my hands on that would broaden my knowledge as to who and what life was all about. I spent many late nights at my favorite bookstore. It seemed as though the bookstore became my home away from home. Each book I read kept me searching for another, but never finding what I really and truly was looking for. One day I was talking to a friend of mine. A subject came up about a special person. My friend made a statement to me about how special I was. I said, I know. She replied, no, I do not think you know how special you really are. That got my attention. I looked at my friend as though she knew something I didn't. I then began to tell my friend, I know there is something very special about me, but I just cannot figure out what it is. I had been searching for something for some reason, I just cannot find it. We continued to talk, and something came up about a gentleman friend of hers that would be able to help me guide me in the right direction. His name was Dr. Bernie Whalen. I was overwhelmed and excited. So the following day, I called Dr. Bernie and told him a good friend of his gave me his phone number and told me he might be able to help me. Dr. Burney asked me, "How can I help you?" My reply to Dr. Burney was, "I am lost." There was a silence on the other end of the phone. I could only imagine what was going through his mind. I then asked him if I could come in and talk to him. Dr. Burney set up an appointment for me. I felt so overwhelmed and honored that a busy gentleman in business would take time out of his busy schedule to see me. I walked into Dr. Burney's office that day of my appointment. The peace I felt in his presence was beyond words. I could see a glow radiating from Dr. Burney's eyes, and eyes twinkled like stars, shining so bright and beautiful. Dr. Burney looked up at me as though he had known all along that he was the one that was going to help me on my quest. He then asked me to have a seat, kiddo. One thing led to another in our conversation. I had mentioned to Dr. Burney about the books I had been reading and that I just cannot seem to find the book I am searching for to help me move forward in life. Dr. Burney turned around in his chair and began rooting through his top desk drawer. He pulled out a small booklet and then turned to me with his hand out. The small booklet in his hand said, "This is where you want to begin for your search for knowledge." The booklet Dr. Burney handed me was a small book called The Gist. I just knew that book was the beginning of my quest. After my visit with Dr. Burney, I hurried home and could hardly wait to start reading The Gist booklet that Dr. Burney had given me. While reading The Gist, I immediately became enlightened. I know that I know that I know I had finally found what I was searching for. I stayed in contact with Dr. Burney. I had mentioned to him that the booklet he had given me was the most interesting booklet I had ever read. So my next step was to enroll in the University of Healing. Dr. Burney was there with me every step of the way. I was so overwhelmed with the joy and gratefulness that Dr. Burney had come into my life. My quest for knowledge had begun, and I was well on my way. I began studying with the University of Healing, and doors opened for me immediately. My quest for knowledge had led me to paths within. I no longer have to search for rainbows outside of myself, for I have found the pot of gold within. The key that opened my church within. Studying with the University of Healing, my life began to unfold and grow in leaps and bounds. So I decided to take the ministerial course. My studies took me deep and far. I was asked the question, why do I want to be a minister? I pondered and thought, wrote page after page on why I wanted to be a minister. I just could not come up with the right answer. So one night, before going to sleep, I asked myself, why do I want to be a minister? I continued with speaking my word, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me has the answer. I fell asleep with this on my mind. When I awoke the following morning, the first thing that entered my mind was, I already am a minister. Being a minister, I have returned to my original purity and integrity. I have discovered my true self, my God self within. I am a divine, wonderful, harmonious being living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And being in every way fulfilled being, knowing that I am whole and perfect, I am divine order. As being an ordained minister, I am ordained to minister unto myself and to my creation, the people I bring forth. As being creator of my world, I know I am absolute, I am number one. I am the one and only. I know that I am pure love, divine, wonderful, peace, joy, and happiness. I bring many people into my life on a daily basis that is all whole and perfect as I am. When I am with a client in my office, I share with them the love, wholeness, purity, and the good, and only good, that I see in them. I see beauty in every person I bring into my world, for I am beautiful. That which I am, my world is. Sharing the truth of who and what I am with people I bring into my life is so wonderful. I know all this to be true because all the people I bring into my life are a pure reflection of myself and who I am, as absolutely whole and perfect in every way, and all is in divine order. I am the minister of my church. A minister is one who is interested in living principle. Whatever it is a minister believes is principle to him or her, and it works for them. The first step of being a minister is to be myself and have fun. The second step of being a minister is to be myself and have fun anywhere at all times. As a minister, I love and enjoy everything about myself. Growing up as a small child, it seemed no matter where I looked, I always saw a church on every corner. The structure of the churches always appeared to me as very bold, beautiful, proud, and peaceful, and so full of pure love like I am. I could feel the love radiating from every church I came in contact with. Growing up, I was not introduced to any church, but I always saw the beauty in them. Knowing what I know now, I find this to be very interesting. All of the churches I have seen and still see, I know that each church has a different minister practicing his or her own principles, all giving their own interpretations of what their values are in the world. I have my own church within, believing in myself, being true to myself, and doing my own thing and having fun while doing it. I know that all is a reflection of myself, and I am a reflection of everyone. We are all living our own lives harmoniously, in tune with the totality of the vibrations of the universe, each one living life and having fun while doing their own thing. I am the church I see everywhere. I look on every corner, each one standing very bold, beautiful, peaceful, harmonious, proud, happy, joyous, and full of pure love. I believe in myself and know everything I do is good and only good. My life is filled with all the beautiful things that life has to offer. I live myself being myself and having fun doing whatever it is I choose to do at that very moment. Gazing from my church windows, I am the minister of my church within that shines forth in all that I am and all that I do. As being a minister, I give my own attitude of my own thinking about who and what I am. I am interested in living principle, giving my own interpretations of what my values are in the world. I am the master of my life. As I look out the windows of my church within, I see everyone as a reflection of me. My mother lives in a wonderful assisted living home. I call it my mother's paradise. I go visit my mother often. There are maybe 50 other women or men that live in the same wonderful paradise with my mother. Every time I walk through the front door where my mother lives, I see a virtual paradise full of sheer radiating love and light shining forth so bright and brilliant. I see wholeness, beauty, peace, and pure divine love everywhere. As I walk down the hallways to my mother's room, I hear joy and laughter echoing off the walls throughout the halls of the wonderful paradise. I greet everyone along my way with a great big happy gleaming smile and a big teddy bear hug. I see everyone full of absolute radiant pure divine love, peace, joy, and happiness. I pass by many doors on my venture to my mother's room. The beauty, peace, joy, happiness, and pure love I see are so magnificently wonderful. I not only see beauty, peace, joy, happiness, and pure love, I see all the magnificent... I not only see the beauty, peace, joy, happiness, and pure love, but I feel it surrounding me every step of the way. Everyone lives in their own paradise, all doing their own thing, and having fun while doing so. I see each and every one whole and perfect, and I know that I know that I know all is in divine right order. We are all a reflection of each other in complete oneness, all enjoying life and having fun while doing so. It is always a wonderful, loving, joyous experience visiting my mother at her paradise. Mother tells me every day that she is whole and perfect and all is in divine order. I just grin at her and say, I know you are, because that's what I am. Mm-hmm. I am good, and we are good and only good. The wonderful practitioner I am. My life is based upon the inner wisdom, unconditional love, and mutual respect that dwells within. As a practitioner, I recognize God's omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. I am God. God I am. I am absolute. I am number one. I put causes in motion for myself because I am the only one that exists. I am whole and perfect. I am divine order. I am the creator of my world. I then see everyone in my world as I see myself, because I know everyone is a reflection of myself. Therefore, I, as a practitioner, create my world according to my inner knowingness. As I speak these words to my heart and to my creation, I know that they are right and true. I see complete beauty in my world everywhere. I see everyone in my world just as fabulous, beautiful, and wonderful as I am, all doing their own thing and having fun while doing whatever it is they are doing. I believe in myself and have fun doing whatever it is I choose to do at that very moment. I am full of absolute pure love, joy, and happiness. I see perfect wisdom within my own heart and love and appreciate myself just as I am. I am filled with all the beautiful things that life has to offer. I am whole and perfect. I am peace. I am divine right order now. I like me. I am beautiful, radiant being. I am filled with love, peace, and joy. I am the universe. I gratefully accept my divine gifts. I use my divine gifts. My divine gifts shine through my nature. I am a radiant being. I am filled with light and love. I have everything I delight in using to enjoy my life here and now. Everything which pleases me is already within me. Perfect wisdom flows through my heart. I love and appreciate myself just the way I am. I am happy. I'm filled with bliss and just being alive. I'm a lovable and loving person, and I love being myself. I am divine love. I am divine light. I shine my divine light and love through my inner wisdom, which is always my guide. I create my life moment by moment exactly as I choose to have it. I accept all the joy and prosperity of the universe now. I am happy. I love myself completely. I am delighted with who I am. I like myself. I am number one. Being number one is all that counts. I am beautiful. I am lovable. I love being alive. I love myself. I love the world. I love the world I've created. I have created loves me. I am secure and I know it. I am peace and I know it. I like me and I know it. Beauty exists in the world because I created it. I am strong. I am good and very good. The divine within me, the intelligence of spirit within me shines forth from every aspect of my being. I turn to the inner silence and communion within being aware of my inner guidance and applying it to my life. I claim the best in life for me right now. I live in the now, and I live now knowing that I am whole and perfect, and I am divine order. The wonderful causes I put in motion as a practitioner. As a fabulous practitioner that I am, I put wonderful causes in motion for myself first. I speak my word about beautiful, happy, joyous, peaceful things, and such grateful, peaceful, joyous, wonderful events happen in my life. My life is filled with all the beautiful things that life has to offer. As a small child, I always wanted a pair of red, glittery Dorothy shoes. I always thought they were magical shoes. I grew up with 14 brothers and sisters. Therefore, my parents could not afford to buy those so-called silly little red Dorothy shoes for me. I knew I just had to have a pair of those red magical shoes, and that someday I would have a pair of my own. As a small child, every time I would walk by those shoes in the children's shoe department, I would stop and admire those sparkly red shoes. Then I would put a pair of the shoes on. After I had the shoes on, I would walk around a little bit as though they were mine. And oh, how fun that was. I would then click my heels together and say, "There's no place like home." I always ended up putting the shoes back on the shelf and going home without them. One day, I went to the store to finally buy a pair of those magical red shoes. But when I went to try them on, they did not fit anymore. That did not discourage me, because I knew I would have a pair of those shoes. For many years, I still tried those red magical shoes on, and so they did not fit. My heels would hang over the back of those shoes, but that did not stop me. Oh, no. I knew they were mine. One summer day, I went to the store to just browse around. I went to the shoe department, and without fail, I tried a pair of those red magical shoes on, and lo and behold, they fit. I know they were mine all along. I purchased my red magical shoes, put them on, and began to dance around in a magical way, knowing that they were mine all along. I have so much fun. I just love my red sparkly shoes, and I wear them very well. I was now ready to go out and have fun and enjoy myself while wearing my new shoes. I left the store, hopped into my truck to leave, and as I'm sitting in my truck getting ready to venture down life's highway, I began speaking my word. I surround my truck in my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace. All my paths are pleasant. All moves aside as I go by. Wow, what a fun, joyous, wonderful ride I have while driving down life's highway wearing my magical shoes. I then started singing, zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. And it is. It is though I am the only one on the highway. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am whole and perfect. I am divine order. What a fabulous, wonderful, magnificent practitioner I am. What a wonderful minister of my church within I am.
Well done. Very well done.
Oh, on my, the wonderful causes I put in motion, when I wrote this, oh, I could really go into detail with this one.
That's good.
I really could.
Because it was your very heart speaking out.
Yeah.
Being yourself and having fun.
Yes.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See how wonderful you are? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. That'd probably be a good one. Okay. Now, on behalf of the Church of God Unlimited, I now pronounce that you are man and wife, that you are ordained as a minister of the Church, and it is an ordination that is yours forever. It can never be taken away from you, because it is an ordination of you as a minister of your church within yourself. So, go forth and pronounce to the world how wonderful you are. And under all circumstances, and at all times, wear those magic red slippers. So, I bless you, and I love you, and I see it done now.
Thank
you're
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, and you're wonderful. Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, and so it is. Ellen, would you like to say a few words on behalf of the Church?
I've got Unlimited. Be careful with buttons. Okay.
Well, as the chairman of the board of the Church of God Unlimited University of Healing, I really feel honored to see you finally revealed in your task as minister. You always knew that you were a minister, but now you have accomplished your physical work and you now live what you have studied, and you now live it as an example to your world, to your creation. And you are a beautiful minister. I can see you just like our friend Irene in Switzerland in your clown's costume going all around as a very, very special minister and ministering first to yourself, because that's what a minister is, first to yourself, liking yourself, and like you write in your thesis so beautifully, constantly referring to yourself as liking yourself, being yourself and having fun. I know that you are a minister who has a lot of fun, and your fun and your laughter and your enthusiasm is so spontaneous that you will attract the world to you just like zippity-doo-da. And here is your certificate as a minister, God Unlimited, a church of meditation, teaching and healing, credentials and certificate of ordination. This is to certify that the Church of God Unlimited finds that Alice Louise Massive is worthy and well endowed spiritually and educationally to carry on the work of teaching the truth, healing, preaching the word, being an example of pure living, and to perform all the functions of the ministry. And by the powers vested in the Church of God Unlimited, it is hereby ordained to set office. Given at Campbell, California, 7th October, 2006, Reverend Herbert L. Biady, President at the Church.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Wow. I am very, 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 very honored. Wow.
We've been sort of in between
you.
The devil and deep blue sea here.
Oh, I am so honored, Herb. Thank you.
Bless you. Period. Worth
wow.
every visit.
Wow.
Fantastic.
And these are tears of joy.
That's
those
right.
are definitely tears
yeah.
of joy.
Everybody's
congratulations! I love you, love you, love you, love you.
I love you.
Reverend. Alice.
Oh, yes.
Louis.
Oh. Reverend.
That's right.
Hey, Reverend.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, honor.
Oh, you're so wonderful.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.